the All Arizona Daily Download. Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
An $84 million math mistake.
Yes, we told you about the now fired and outgoing Diane Douglas.
Yeah.
Superintendent of Public Instruction. She can't add or subtract because she now has to pay $83 million back to schools that missed money from that should have went to special education and low-income funding. She didn't carry the one or the two or what have you.
You know, I got to tell you.
Could not do the math.
I got to tell you, and I'm no math whiz, but how do you make an $84 million? Hundreds of dollars, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe thousands of dollars. $84 million?
There's a reason people didn't vote for her, okay? The state will repay $26 million over the next 5 years to Arizona schools that missed out on the federal funds meant to serve students with special needs, meant to serve students from low-income families. I mean, you know, again, this woman was never supposed to be in this job, should never have been in this job, and I'm just glad that all of you listened to me and voted her out. Because I said, go ahead, Mac, what did I say?
Don't vote for her.
I said, I don't care who you vote for, just don't vote for her.
Right.
You know, people listen to me.
It was close, man.
She finished in third.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, it was a tight race, so.
Okay, maybe nobody listened to me. They just knew that she
no,
stunk.
They listened, but man.
Four.
Teens helping teens.
Yeah, suicide is the second leading cause of death among Arizona teens, and kids, teenagers, often aren't comfortable discussing their problems with parents or other adults, and that's where the Teen Lifeline comes in. It's a peer crisis counseling hotline, and it's the only one in the state. And I love this idea because, like I just said, teens aren't comfortable talking to adults. Adults are intimidating. Adults don't understand maybe what kids are going through. And, you know, my parents, who were very, very emotionally well-developed
absent.
And absent, yeah, they would just say, well, that's just the way it is. Suck it up. You know, a teen is going to be more. This is what I hope, though.
Yeah.
The teen is able to guide that other teen into getting the help they need, into making sure that they are getting the help. It's good to talk to somebody that's on your level.
Yeah, but how do you train a teen to deal with another teen that wants to kill him or herself? That's very tough.
Very, yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a tremendous training program.
I would hope,
yeah. Because you can't just sit a kid in there and say, answer the phone if somebody wants to kill themselves. Make sure you talk to them.
The Teen Lifeline also provides help through text messaging.
Yep.
I don't know if adults could really text message with a teen, but teens do it all the time.
There has to be an adult present to lead the teenager on the phone with the suicidal teen.
I would assume so, that there's a manager or somebody there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Three.
The number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download. ADOT's Crazy in Love.
Yes. Oh. So crazy right now.
Mac, are you crazy in love?
What is that? What this song is?
Oh, geez, you're not that old. Beyonce and Jay-Z are coming to town.
Yeah.
Young Zoe's in the other room. He's doing that dance.
The
floss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very popular these days.
I hear.
Anyway, Beyonce and Jay-Z are going to be in Glendale.
At State Farm Stadium.
Yes. And the Arizona Department of Transportation, the witty writers that they use with the signs and everything.
Oh, that's right. The ADOT signs.
Yeah. It says we're crazy in love
with drivers who use turn signals. Very timely.
Oh, jeez. I almost wrecked my car trying to read that thing.
I'm sure.
So I'm just telling you, ADOT, someone's going to crash.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying, you're lucky I wasn't, you know, you're lucky I'm a good driver. Because trying to read those witty signs, it's very distracting.
So the show is going to kick off at 7:30, but of course, listen all afternoon for traffic. Detour Dan will get you safely home because it looks like there's going to be a lot of situations in the West Valley, people trying to get to the concert.
Yeah, if you're on the 101 headed west, you're probably going to be waiting around a long time.
Right.
And plus, I have to leave the show early so I can go hang out with Jay-Z and
Beyonce. Oh, sure.
Two.
Are Arizona summers making your dog fat?
According to a study of the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, or APOP.
What?
The Association for Pet Obesity Prevention says 56% of dogs are overweight or obese.
No, and there's no association. for pet obesity prevention? Who?
I'd like to see their tax ID number, quite frankly. I'd like to see how they file their taxes.
The Association for Pet Obesity Prevention.
Yes.
So we have fat dogs in Arizona.
Especially in the summer because it's hotter, they don't get as much exercise, but people keep giving them the same amount of food.
Yeah, why don't you stop giving your dog people food?
That might be it, too. That's a huge problem. Absolutely.
Ooh, what's Pepper going to have for dinner tonight? Well, what Pepper has every night? Filet mignon!
Pepper has dog food and a little bit of Little Caesars on the top of it.
Oh,
that's my dog.
She has a dog named Pepper.
Is your dog named Pepper?
Yes, my dog.
No, I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, I had no idea. I just named a dog.
That is really,
I didn't know that at all.
And I just told you what she's having for dinner.
Because I was like, wait a second, now I'm confused. Okay. See, I'm a mind reader, too.
Apparently so.
I tell people who not to vote for, and I read minds, Mac.
Name that dog.
Yeah, what am I thinking right now?
Pepper.
No. Pet owners continue to walk their dogs in the summer.
I will not do that.
Take extra precautions.
My head is not there.
And
one. A rare day without the sun.
Yeah.
Glorious.
Maybe you've noticed it's wet.
It's dark.
It's dark, and it's only going to get worse as flash flooding is a concern. I think through what did you say, Becky Lynn? Through the East Valley through 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, East Valley especially.
It's cold.
It's like 80-some degrees.
It's not 80-some degrees.
It's less than that.
Yeah,
it's like in the 70s.
Hasn't gotten into the 80s
no,
yet?
No, it's 75 at Sky Harbor
Airport. That's insane.
Yeah.
I'm cold.
You should be.
I don't like this. You know, the weather always breaks on Halloween Day. That's what it always does.
That's the last chance of a 100-degree day?
Yeah, I am absolutely positive that after being here for over 20 years. So I want it to be warm all the way up until then. You know? But now it's 73.
But are you talking about 100-degree warm?
Yeah, I'd like to see a little 100,
I like 80s, 90s.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, now it's 73 degrees. I need a jacket.
You may need a blanket on the bed. It's so cold.
I'm telling you, we need to put the heat on in here. It's a little bit. Look how dreary it is outside. How could you like this weather?
I didn't say I did.
Oh, okay.
But the temperature, I don't want it to be 105 either.
Can't even see. There's no sun out.
No.
It's like driving at night, Mac.
Well, I don't know about that. It's not like bats are circling or anything. I mean, jeez. I don't know if it's
It's like 9:30 at night out there right now. It's dark.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You want some Beyonce?
Do I?
Yeah.
No, I really don't. Yes.
Hey, go. The Daily Download is brought to you by...
Yeah, the All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea. No mask, no hose, no noise. Go to InspireSleep.com today.
If I got two tickets, would you take your daughter to the concert tonight?
No.
Beyonce?
My wife would. I wouldn't. My wife likes Beyonce.
Okay.
I've never seen the appeal.
Are you serious?
I've never seen the appeal of Jay-Z or Beyonce.
What? You're a communist is what you are.
I'm a communist.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Communists don't like Beyonce.
Everybody likes Beyonce.
Yeah.
You're a Russian operative is what you
are. That's what I am, right.
All right, coming up next, can the ACLU...
Speaking of communists.
Thank you. Can the ACLU ban the Phoenix PD from Trump's rally in downtown Phoenix?
Oh, jeez.
This is a part of the song I like the best. Oh, yeah.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Remember, 5:15, once again today, we're continuing our 10 days and 10 ways of saying thank you as we celebrate a decade of Mac and Gatos for the next 2 weeks. So make sure you're here at 5:15, because today, the prize is a getaway, a weekend getaway to Sedona.
Oh, that's awesome.
Text the word 10 to 411923. That's 10 to 411923, and then listen for your chance at 5:15 to win.
Yeah, we'll call your name. Monday and Tuesday, we call two names, and they never called us back. This is like your single life again.
Yeah. pretty desperate.
No one's calling you back.
That's right.
So we'll try not to go over
three. And much like them, they're dead to us, too. So
yeah, if you don't call by 515 and it's your name, you know, you're kind of dead to us.
Yeah.
We may ban you from the show, even if you've listened for 10 years.
Yeah.
So we'll go down that road.
Right.
I think that'd be pretty fun. Okay. I think that the ACLU of Arizona has lost their mind.
It is unbelievable. The lawsuit, well, they've filed a couple of lawsuits mm-hmm. against the Phoenix PD after what happened last August when the Trump train came into town and things got a little out of hand.
Yes.
And the Phoenix PD squashed a bunch of ne'er-do-wells from doing what they thought they could possibly do to people in the streets.
Sure.
So last week we talked about the lawsuit. Now what the ACLU is doing, the attorneys for the ACLU have filed a motion and they're seeking a temporary restraining order against the Phoenix PD. Now, wait a minute. Not against the ACLU, but against them.
So the ACLU goes to court, right?
Yeah.
And they say, we want a temporary restraining order against the Phoenix Police Department, meaning they can't show up at a Trump rally.
Yeah, it's not against it. Because usually when you take out a restraining order, it's, I don't want somebody to come near me or I'm in fear of my life or,
right.
or you know. This is about a Trump rally that may or may not happen at the end of this month or next month.
It sounds to me like the ACLU wants to ban the Phoenix PD from protecting people at Trump's rally sometime later this month.
But can they do that?
I don't know.
Let's ask somebody who's much smarter than us, Monica Lindstrom, Mack and Gatos legal expert.
It's 98% of the audience.
Monica's on the phone.
Hi, Monica.
Yeah, hi, Monica.
Hi, guys.
All right, let's ask her then. All right. So, Monica, can the ACLU actually seek a temporary restraining order against a law enforcement agency, basically stopping them from doing their job?
Your question was, can they seek it? Absolutely, because they have. They've already filed the motion. They've already filed the request for the TRO. The real question is, can they succeed? And I would say it depends on the judge that they're in front of. Some judges on the right day might say, you know what, this is a good idea. This is a reparable injury, or there's a possibility of a reparable injury here, so I'm going to go ahead and grant it. Other judges might say exactly what you said, Gatos. How can we stop the police from using their best judgment in protecting us?
I don't get it. I'm with Chief Jerry Williams. This is what she said about what happened last year at the Trump rally and why the Phoenix PD had to act the way that they did.
They had backpacks. They had water bottles. They put on gas masks, you name it. And something was thrown at the direction of the line of officers that were placed, to the point to where our officers didn't even have their gas masks on. So as a result of that, our officers reacted to that threat of criminal behavior, because keep in mind, our bottom line at that time in the context of what's going on is the preservation of life and property.
All right, so that's Chief Jerry Williams saying exactly what happened. You had bad people, and they were starting to attack the police, and the police said, yeah, we're going to squash this. So, Monica, can I sue the ACLU for being a bunch of idiots, going and wasting everybody's time and trying to sue not only the Phoenix PD, but sue Jerry Williams and have a restraining order against the Phoenix PD so they can't come anywhere near Trump?
Well, of course, right? You can always try to sue, but you're not going to be successful with that. I want you to think about this from a strategy standpoint. So the ACLU is saying, court, please tell the Phoenix PD that they cannot use this type of excessive force unless they first give a very clear, loud, audible warning to everybody that this is going to happen. That's what they want the court to do. The court could go either way, 50-50 on whether it's going to order that or not. But what the ACLU is doing is putting it out there for the public to know and for the Phoenix Police Department to know, hey, look, you can't do this. We're checking you. We're reminding you that you can't just use excessive force willy-nilly, right? You have to go through these steps. So I think from a strategy standpoint, the ACLU is making a very good move here, because whether they get the temporary restraining order or not, the reality is no one's going to stop the police from using the type of force that they believe is necessary in this situation. But they're at least letting the public and the police department know that it has to mind its P's and Q's and it has to follow the rules. It can't just do what it wants to do with no good reason.
Okay, Monica Lindstrom, Mack and Gatos legal expert. You just answered the question that I was going to ask. Can a judge stop a law enforcement agency from doing their job when they deem it necessary to serve for the safety of the community. And you're saying
no.
Not necessarily. Right. Okay. You're saying no. But this is more strategy rather than trying to promote chaos and anarchy in the street when Trump comes to town.
Yeah, I think it's more the strategy. A court cannot tell the police department you can't use, this type of force. It just can't be done. That steps on
or
the police
stand idly by if people are reckless in the street. Right. Okay.
And police aren't going to do that. They're trained to serve and protect and use their brains, right, to make sure nothing bad happens or to protect people. So they're not going to listen to the court order anyway if it means, you know, they can't protect people. So it's, again, I think it's more strategy. I know I said that again, but I also want to point out that the ACLU is not asking the court to tell the police that they can't use any kind of force. It's just saying, court, remind the police in order that the police first have to go through the steps. They have to analyze the situation. They have to decide what type of force to use, and they have to let the crowd know, hey, you guys need to disperse right now, or we're going to release tear gas in 5 minutes or 3 minutes or 1 minute, or we're going to shoot projectiles into the crowd. You need to disperse now. The ACLU wants the police department to give sufficient audible warning before it happens. And I think, you know, that's a good idea. But regardless, the police are going to do what they've been trained to do and what's necessary.
All right. Thanks, Monica. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Monica Lindstrom, Mack and Gatos, legal expert. What is the end game for the ACLU trying to get the Phoenix PD banned from Trump's Valley rally?
I think it's to try to allow people with a very different point of view to come to town and to start crap and to mix it up. And if you're telling the Phoenix PD they have to follow some kind of P's and Q's and warn people, a lot can happen within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
A lot can happen within a minute.
Yeah.
And if you can't react, or if there's a threatening of a lawsuit or whatever, does that change the way the Phoenix PD should react? I would hope not.
End game, though. They hate Trump. They hate Antifa.
Who, the ACLU?
Yeah, yeah. But they want Antifa to come out and start a problem at the Trump rally. And it sounds like the ACLU is encouraging violence. In a way.
You could read into that.
Yeah. We want violence. So how do we get violence? Because we want to make Trump look bad and we want Antifa to look bad because they were here the last time that screwed everything up. So how do we make them both look bad? We make sure that Antifa is there and they just run reckless. And there's no Phoenix Police Department to stop them. That's what the ACLU wants. They're a bunch of nuts.
I still don't understand why we're talking about what happened the last time Trump came to town and another lawsuit a year later from the ACLU. It could have been a heck of a lot worse, and it wasn't.
The police did a great job.
So did I.
Fantastic job. Do the same thing if anything goes wrong this time around and screw what the ACLU wants. All right. Coming up.
And we'll see what the judge says.
Well, the judge...
He has to make the decision on whether it's going to be applied or not.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out. Coming up next, does the accuser of Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh have him confused with someone else? Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mack and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
KTAR News is celebrating the 10th anniversary of Mack and Gatos with 10 days of incredible giveaways. Text the number 10 to 411-923 and enter to win. A decade of Mack and Gatos, 10 days, and 10 ways to thank you for listening. Listen weekday afternoons at 5:15 to win. Text the number 10 to 411-923 now.
Mack and Gatos, Arizona's Afternoon News, 92.3 FM, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, another big show today, Brewer time at 3 o'clock. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, Mack and Gatos political insider, she'll join us at 3. I think at 4:30, since we're celebrating a decade of Mack and Gatos, I think we're going to play a little montage of Mack and Gatos, the early years.
Oh, yeah. Stuff that's like 8 or 9 years old.
10 years old, yeah. 8 years old. So we'll do that a little bit later. All right. And remember, 5:15, be here. Text the word 10 to 411-923. Let's get you hooked up with a huge prize. We're going to do that every single day this week and next week to say thank you for listening of 10 years of these two jabronis sitting right here.
We've been pretty honest about this. The Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, we doubt if we'll ever have any real answers about what he is accused of. But here is the latest wrinkle.
Yeah, we don't know who's lying.
After someone has accused him of sexual assault in high school 40 years ago.
Right.
The new wrinkle is Orrin Hatch, the longtime senator from Utah. And what he is saying is that he wants this woman to testify. A lot of Republicans do, like Senator Jeff Flake said, we want to hear from this woman.
Even the president said, let's have her testify. But Orrin Hatch?
Well, he didn't do that. And he wasn't at the party. So, you know, there's clearly somebody's mixed up.
Okay, so if you couldn't hear that because he's 1,000 and sometimes you can't understand what old people say, he was not at the party. Maybe she has him mixed up with someone else.
With someone else.
So yeah.
Which has created another torrent of reaction on social media and cable news of, wait a minute, you're telling me that somebody who was almost sexually assaulted
doesn't know who her accuser was.
And she said was almost killed. She could have been inadvertently killed. Got the wrong guy? We've heard stories before where innocent people are accused, and some even go to prison for long, accused of rape, accused of killing somebody else, accused. Is this happening to Kavanaugh? Is he being unfairly, wrongly accused? Or is Orrin Hatch playing it, you know, he's trying to play both sides. I want to hear what you say, but I don't believe what you're going to say.
It's called politics. So now there are talking points for this. And the talking point from the Republicans is they want to get their conservative on the bench, right? On the court. Their talking point is, we believe you. They're saying to the accuser, we believe that it happened to you. And we believe that you should come and testify in front of all of us. We're sympathetic to that. We just don't think you have the right guy. We don't think you have the right guy.
And that's what
now,
Brett Kavanaugh has said. Like, now he's starting to say, I was never at the party.
Right.
It can't be me. I wasn't there.
So we have some people that are now coming forward that know Kavanaugh, know the woman who is accusing Kavanaugh of this. So let's go to the first one. Samantha Gurry. She is a friend of Christine Blasey Ford. Of 40 years, okay? Obviously, she wasn't at the party. Well, I don't know if we can say that. I don't think she was. I think they've just been friends for 40 years.
No, this is just a character testimony, okay. Not that she was a witness.
Got it.
Perhaps Dr. Ford is, quote, mixed up. He said she may be mistaking him for somebody else.
So this reporter that is talking to the woman is basically saying what Orrin Hatch said.
Do you think that's possible here?
That's not possible. That's just not possible. I find that very, frankly, it makes me angry. It's really a way of dismissing her and suggesting that her memory isn't clear. I think when you have someone's hand over your mouth and you think that you might die by accident, you know who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that is a friend of Christine Blasey Ford of 40 years. Okay. Someone else has also come forward, a woman who knows Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford.
Yeah.
And this woman says, hey, I went to school with Dr. Ford, and this did happen.
Yeah, Christina King is this person's name. This person, it was a year below in high school. And she said, I graduated from the same school, and I knew both Brett Kavanaugh and Mark Judge, who supposedly was in the room with Kavanaugh and was laughing when the assault happened. Okay?
Right, right.
What Christina King is saying is that everybody or a lot of people in school knew about this. Many of us heard about what happened, and then it was talked about for days afterward. And then she goes on to slam Mark Judge by saying, I had a crush on him. I asked him to my junior or senior prom. I can't remember which one, but he stood me up because he got bombed a few hours before the prom dinner.
What does that have to do with anything?
He showed no respect and no remorse. Apparently in 2018, some things have not changed.
I'm not sure that that has anything to do with anything.
Mark Judge said, I wasn't there. I don't know what you're talking about. Do not ask me any more questions.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman is impugning Mark Judge's character and also saying, people knew about it in school. This was not as though, man, I never heard about this. You would think that everybody would hear about. No, she's saying the exact opposite. And what bothers me about these two examples, the one woman is standing up for the woman's character. She wasn't there. And the other woman said, I heard about it in school. It's hearsay. It's all hearsay. We will never have an eyewitness unless Mark Kavanaugh says Brett Kavanaugh says something, or unless there's more evidence.
The woman's an eyewitness.
Right. But we will never truly know what did or did not happen. And now it's all a bunch of, well, is she going to show up Monday? Mm-hmm. Is Dr. Ford going to show up Monday? If she doesn't, well, just vote. Just vote.
I don't think she's going to show up Monday. Her lawyer says they want the FBI to investigate.
That's not their job.
I don't know what
this is not a criminal proceeding.
I don't know what the FBI can investigate. Are they going to try and find the people who were at that party all those years ago?
The FBI is not going to touch this. That's the thing.
Can you imagine a party that you went to in high school and a cop or the FBI comes and asks you about it 30 years later, 40 years later? I don't know. If you were to ask me, what's my gut? My guts would probably happen. I think it happened. Maybe it happened.
Something happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But should the GOP vote?
Well, that I don't know.
Now, because if she's not going to show up Monday, get him to the next level.
My point is, did something happen? I think probably something happened. I don't know why this woman would come forward if nothing happened. I don't get it. What's in it for her? She's had death threats now.
She's had to move out of her house.
What good is it for her to do this if it didn't happen? I don't know.
I don't know either, but it gets more and more bizarre.
Yes.
And the GOP, if you want to hear her testimony, that's fine. But then don't say, well, we don't really believe her.
We think you got the wrong guy. We'll ask former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer about this coming up at 3. Up next, pimples, four eyes. They're in. We'll explain next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Coming up after 3 o'clock, what if Kavanaugh's accuser has the wrong man? We'll talk to Mac and Gatos political insider, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, about that. And what should the GOP do if she does testify on Monday? So we'll talk to her about that. Also, 5:15, Mac and Gatos. We're celebrating a decade of Mac and Gatos. Another trip, this time a weekend getaway to Sedona. Text the word 10 to 411-923 if you want your shot at winning for the next 2 weeks. Well, I cannot believe this, but there is a movement, if you will, from Justin Bieber to Lorde, other celebrities, bloggers. They are going barefaced on social media, opening up about skin problems, and now acne is in.
I don't buy it.
You think they're faking their own acne? Like they're having a makeup artist?
If you're Justin Timberlake, it doesn't matter if you've got a face full of pimples. You're Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
He's too old. He's too old. We're talking about young, younger people. No, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, not Timberlake. Bieber. He can afford to do that. Let me tell you something. If you want, or maybe, you know, your kid is in like high school. Does your kid want to go to school with like 18 zits on their face? Really? Is that in?
Nobody wants to be called pizza face.
No. You know what we used to do? I'll tell you what we used to do. Me and some
buddies.
When you had acne? Me and some buddies, we made a pact.
Okay.
And said, you know, if we see you with more than like 3 or 4 zits on your face, we get to play connect the dots with a black Sharpie.
Oh, geez.
We bullied each other.
And how? Oh, great!
But it was just between us. And we didn't
and
go
did
around.
You ever? Did you ever?
Oh yeah.
Have, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, geez.
This one guy, Luke.
Oh, Luke.
Man, his face was black all the time.
No.
Oh yeah, we would be connecting the dots. That guy had major acne. That was a great year.
Luke actually let you connect.
It was a pact. There were like 10 of us that we said, hey, if this happens,
after
we're going
like
to do it.
After like the second time, I'm like, I'm done with this. I'm using the Stride X.
You would think. Pimples are not in. Any like professional musician or Hollywood star can say they're in because no one's going to say anything about them. They're Hollywood stars.
You know, I thought the same thing.
It's silly.
When Jessica Simpson, Adam from Maroon 5, the lead singer, Adam Levine, mm-hmm. Levine from Maroon 5, and somebody else
Levine.
Did like a proactive commercial.
Yeah.
and they would show like their face and how bad their face was.
Doesn't matter.
Like, but you're getting paid thousands of dollars to that. If you paid me $1,000, I'd put a pimple on my face and say, oh yeah, I've got really bad skin. So I don't know.
Do you really think that there are kids in school that say, I can't wait to get a zit and come in tomorrow? Maybe it's just okay. And be praised by my friends.
Well, maybe they just won't get gang tackled and a Sharpie will be pulled out. They won't have connect the dot fests.
It was awesome.
Also in stretch marks, varied appearances of our skin from freckles and stretch marks and now acne.
Why do we need to see anybody's stretch marks?
I guess it's like a badge of honor now for women, or they're not afraid to hide it.
Well, they shouldn't be afraid to hide it, but why is it in or out? It just is.
There's more of a natural movement, I guess, instead of that full-blown. Remember the 80s and early 90s when people would use, like, you know, a paint sprayer to put on their, or a trowel to put on makeup? I mean, it was just so. They want, I guess, more of a natural look now.
I don't buy that. When you go on Facebook or Instagram, everybody's face is filtered. Everybody has a filter app. If you have a blemish on your cheek, it's gone. You can erase it. That's what we do these days. We don't say, hey, loud and proud, I've got pimples, man.
Last year.
That's just not happening.
Teen Vogue actually launched the Acne Awards. Teen Vogue.
Good for you. Mm. Any kid want to win that? No.
Of course they're going to give it to celebrities, of course. You know.
I hear that glasses are in for kids.
Yeah.
See, that I can understand.
My daughter.
Yep.
Wants glasses,
yeah.
Because other kids have glasses and they're cool.
Now that I can see.
I see what you did there.
You don't have to point it out every time. Just coming up next,
yeah.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider. It's Brewer time next.